לנסוע, בעזרת השם. We're working בעזרת השם now on a new schedule for the next זמן בעזרת השם from Aleph Be'elul. We want to make things more organized so people can have more time for chavrutot and to work on our skills of Limud HaTorah. Also, we want to make a certain order on the time of all classes of Rav Natan Maimon and my shiur, and that all of them are going to flow in a more comfortable way, that people are going to have the ability to enjoy from all of the options, Bezrat Hashem. Still, people are going to have to choose from a few things, but we're going to try that not on the main shiurim. A lot of people enjoying from the class of Rav Maimon, and a lot of people enjoying from this shiur, so we want to make it that it's going to be one after the other. Also now Rav Reuven Levy is adding more time, Bezrat Hashem, to teach from Garden of Peace, from the wonderful book Gan HaShalom. It's very important to be part of that, Bezrat Hashem. If you don't have mercy on yourself, so have mercy on your wives. Please come to that wonderful shiur. Okay, so Bezrat Hashem, we're dedicating those shiurim לילוי נשמת קלמה נחמן בן פרץ הרשל. בעזרת השם, we're in ליקוטי מוהר"ן, תורה כ"ט, it's 29, and part ח', the 8th part. So רבנו is saying, וזה בחינת, and this is an aspect of, ואף כי היין בוגד. It's written in חבקוק, that the wine betrayed the person. Boged, what it means, boged, betrayed. Haynu bechinat gidin hanal. It's an aspect of those, one day I'm going to remember that, sinews. Sinews. Boged, gidin, those letters, same letters. Shal yado, that by that, holech rachil megalesod. We know that by the wine a person becomes to be, it's written, Nichnas Yain Yatzasod. If a person drinks wine, so he starts to tell, to reveal the secrets. He cannot keep the secrets for himself anymore. He's drunk. So, the aspect of the verse, Olech Rachil Megalesod, saying bad things and tell the secrets, it's the same bad things that we said before. That a person that is not holy, he cannot control his mouth. He doesn't control what it is talking. He's got a desire to say something, to receive honor. So now, he's going to say whatever he can to receive that honor. What can he do? He doesn't control it himself. So, this is the gidin, the sinews that we say. If they're red, full with blood, full with pressure, all of the desires and lusts, and he cannot control himself because the Yetzirah, he is the one that leads him. So he's going and talking bad things, like we said. Bivchinat, an aspect of Nichnas Yain Yatzasod. The wine entered and the secret went out. Ki Hayayin Ubchinat Gidin, because the wine is an aspect of the sinews. Hitgabrut Hadamim, the overpower, we said? Overpower of the bloods. Bivchinat, in the aspect of Al Tere Yain Ki Yit Adam. We know that the nature of the wine, that it's red. So this is an aspect of that red color of the sinews, of the blood. Shachrito Dam, that it's become to be blood. The verse in Mishlei is saying Al Tere Yain Ki Yit Adam. Don't see it as wine, because in the end it's going to be red. What it means is going to become to be red. And a lot of doctors and people that understand in health, they're recommending to people that have problems with weak blood pressure or something like that, to drink wine. It helps. It create more blood in the body of the person. ועל שם זה, and named on that, נקרא תירוש. We're calling the wine תירוש. ולמדו רבותינו זיכרונם לברכה. And our rabbis in the Gemara, in מסכת יומא, said they learned מזה, from that, from the word תירוש. Why we're calling the wine תירוש? זכה נעשה ראש, לא זכה נעשה רש. If the person purified himself and he's got that wonderful merit that when he's drinking wine, the wine makes him more sober, means he's climbing with it, it helps him to purify, to achieve more hasagot, more understanding in Avodat Hashem, have to be a very pure person for that, so becomes to be Rosh, a head. He's got brain, he's got mochin because of drinking wine. This is what it, we know, we learned, we saw, we felt it in Purim. In Purim, when we're drinking the wine, you see a lot of people that falling because of that wine, and they become to be drunk, and they're losing their Purim. But people that are praying before of drinking and preparing themselves and makes themselves to be holy, or holy, just holy people that drinks wine, they're reaching new understanding. By that, Nichnas Yain Yatsa Sod, when the secret's been revealed, it's not secrets that they were not supposed to reveal, to share, to say. It's Adrabah, it's secrets that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling them secrets. And they are achieving a lot of new understandings in Purim. Rabbi Nachman is saying that by drinking wine, you have the ability to create forgiveness to all sins and avonot. A tzaddik, a righteous man, when he's drinking wine, he's creating forgiveness. It's like nisuch hayayin. It's like nisuch hayayin. Exactly like nisuch hayayin. He's creating a huge mercy, huge forgiveness to Am Yisrael by drinking wine. It's amazing things, but it all depends in what are you, where are you holding? What are you doing with that thing? One person can drink for himself, so he's drunk. The yain is affecting him. But if you're drinking for Am Yisrael, if you're drinking for Hashem, you're drinking for a mitzvah, you're pure, you don't have selfish intentions, so it cannot affect you. You're not there to be affected. Rabbeinu is saying that it's very hard to be also rich and also wise. Why? Because it's written that mitzafon zahav yate, that it's written arotze lachkim yadrim, a person that wants to be wise, he needs to go to the south. Ve'arotze la'ashir yatzpin, and the ones that want to be rich, he should go to the north. So how can you be rich and wise? You cannot. Or that, decide, or in yeshiva, or in your office, in your BMW, you cannot have both. So, Rabbeinu said that it's only when the person is not humble. But when the person is humble, so he doesn't take no place, no space. He's beyond the place. He's canceling himself, so he's nowhere. He's not in the south, he's not in the north, he's not nowhere. He's a zero. So he can be rich and wise, no problem. Like Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi that was rich, like Moshe Rabbeinu that was rich, like a lot of tzaddikim that were rich. So you see that actually by purifying ourselves, we're qualifying ourselves to be a vessel that can contain Kedusha. And to contain Kedusha, you can never imagine what's the quality and the gain of the gifts that you can give to yourself by working on your Kedusha. It's like to tell someone on something that he never tasted how it's going to be. He never tried that. No, trust me, it's going to be wonderful. You cannot tell him that really he's going to believe you. Until he's going to taste it. Ta'amur uki tov Hashem. Only after you're going to taste it, you can see that Hashem is good. But you cannot taste it. Like I told you, that one of the Jews asked Rabbi Shmuel Shapira, how you can feel the taste of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. He told him, as long as you feel the taste of the kugel, you cannot feel the taste of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. It's or this in Shabbos or that. You should decide. You can be in Rashbi, the Tzion of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, to do it what they do, and you don't feel no taste. Why? Because you're too attached to Kugel, to Coca-Cola, to cigarettes, to conversations, to... You're occupied, you're busy. Like that in the thoughts of the person, you cannot think on two things in the same time. Rabbeinu is revealing that to us and telling us that in Likutei Moran. You cannot think on two things in the same time. We don't have that ability. Maybe you can do two things. If one you put on automatic pilot, you can work like that on two things. You can say the words of Shmona Esrei and thinking on your business. You can do that. It's not a problem. Most of the people are doing that. Thinking about how to escape from the wives while davening Shmona Esrei. It's happening. You can do two things, but not to think really on two things. If you're thinking about your Shmona, on your wife, you cannot concentrate on the Shmona Esrei. If you're thinking about your business, you cannot have the right intention to mean the meaning, the simple meaning of the words in Shmona Esrei. Only if you're concentrating in the words Hashem, you think it's Hashem. Sfatai, my lips, Tiftach, you're opening my lips. Only that you can daven Shmona Esrei. This is the only way. So in Avodat Hashem, if you want to feel the taste of Kedusha that can bring you to places, to satisfactions that you cannot dream that there exist because you're not there. How you can feel something if you're not there? And to cross to that place, you have to sacrifice. You have to sacrifice your physical side, your animal being, your body. You have to sacrifice from your hours of sleep, from your hours of eating, from your hours of nonsense, dimyonot, being bored. You have to cancel those. If you see that it's damaging your happiness, your joy, your satisfaction from Avodat Hashem, you don't have those vessels to sleep less, not to eat as much as you need every day. So it's not your level. So you should daven on that more. Please, Borei Olam, let me see the way. How can I sacrifice? I see that every time that I'm trying to sacrifice a little bit, all day long I'm tired, dead, beat. Don't have no power to smile to no one. I'm angry on everyone. I'm fighting. So, it's not it. Okay, but this is why we need to have that Yeshuva Dat, the Itbodedut, to check yourself. Where am I holding in Avodat Hashem? I desire to get closer to Hashem. I don't know how to. Please, Borei Olam, reveal my path. Let me see. Where should I put my leg? Where's my next step? They can wake up Chatzot. I admire them. Thank you very much. For me, it's not an option. For me, I know, I'm checking myself. I tried 2, 5, 7, 17 times. No chance. Not today, not this year. Doesn't look with that body. Don't see it happening. So, Borei Olam, how I'm going to satisfy you? How I'm going to make you happy? Reveal it to me. Help me. Let me feel the taste in Avodat Hashem, in the things that are fit for me. What is fit for me in the Avodat Hashem? You want to be a tzaddik, you want to be a righteous man, you want to work on your midot. Everything is great. Have to be according to your level. And what is the moded, the things that are going to check it for you? The level of happiness, the level of joy. If you fall to sadnesses, to frustrations, to chase after yourself, to blame yourself, you're not on the path. You fell, chas shalom, from the path, from the way. You need to climb back. Avodat Hashem, it's in simcha, in happiness. Have to be like that. Even with all of those important things that we're saying and talking, guarding the eyes and not saying Lashon Hara and this and that. A lot of important things. All of the time you have to check your pulse. All of the time. And Rabbeinu is explaining that. Adrabba Mamash is using that pulse to explain that pulse, this is like drums. This is the beat that the person is being leaded by. And this is your beat, your speed, your ketzev, rhythm. This is your rhythm, and this is how you
pace.
And it's music. Everyone have his own beat. Everyone have his own rhythm. Rhythm, something.
Flow.
Pen. Everyone's got his own pen. You have to check your pen once in a while. This is that music. Rabbeinu is saying that all of sicknesses, all of the problems are coming because of sadness. Because when a person is sad, so his pulse is falling. the blood is not bringing all of the things that the body needs to all of the organs. Because he said, because the pulse is not on the right speed, it's not like it's supposed to be. This is why the Tikkun HaKlali that we're learning about, it's 10 songs that contain the 10 music vessels, instruments, asara mine negina, 10 kinds of music instruments to play music. This is 10 kinds of songs that a person is going to come back to his joy, to his happiness, to his simcha. This is all secrets of Kedusha that Rabbeinu is revealing to us, that we're going to understand how to go back closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to Hashem Yitbarach, because Hashem never left us. He never left us. He never moved a breath of a hair from us. Nothing changed. Just, we lost our faith. We just lost our connection to Him. In our being, in our thoughts. So on that we need to work. When I'm teaching even shiurim for women in Bat Yam, and I'm teaching women, I'm telling them, wait with the head cover, wait with the dress, with long sleeves and everything, wait with it, wait. Even though that it's critical, but they don't have the ability to accept that. The rabbi is just rebuking them and hitting them and beating them with it. Why are you not modest? What are you doing? And hey, you're destroying and you're making bombings and car accidents. It's all because of you. You're not modest. Your hair and this and that. They don't have the vessels for that. And they're falling from all of the connection with Kedusha because of that. And if you're just going to explain to everyone, just slowly, slowly, look for your entrance in your height with your abilities, through your talents, through your desires, and with your abilities, what can you do? You can change a person? Someone loves to be rebuked. Someone loves that people, other people, even a Rav, going to rebuke you all day long. Who can stand that kind of shiur, of class? Who can have the, who have that power in this generation to be rebuked and rebuked and rebuked? Alright, so, I'm going to hang myself one time and this is it. Finish that story. Shoot me in the head. Set me free from all of those punishments. This is it. No one in this generation have that ability to be rebuked and rebuked and rebuked. Rabbi Akiva said, I wonder, Rabbi Akiva, 2,000 years ago, I am wondering, he said, if there is someone that is worthy to rebuke, fit to rebuke, that is able to rebuke. You have to be like an angel that judge everyone to kaf zchut, that you don't see no lacking in no one. Only if you're in that level you can rebuke, and if you're in that level you don't want to rebuke. You're not rebuking at all. You're just hugging and supporting and understanding. How can you judge a person? Always when you're judging a person, you're judging yourself. You're throwing on him your lackings, your problems, your issues. You're blaming him on your lackings, and it's a rule, it's 100%. You have a yetzer hara that you're angry at yourself on something, and you have to blame someone else because it's too hard for you. And you see someone that has, this is it, it's my opportunity to remove all of my trash from my back, and put it all on him. Instead of doing it in the field, go to the field, blame Hashem, tell Hashem, look, Bo'olam, creator, wonderful creator. You made it all. You brought me to the world from those parents, in that neighborhood, in that city, in that land, in that state. You, Bo'olam, with those friends, and you made all of those meetings and gatherings and all of those situations. You, Bo'olam, you're the one to blame. You. Enot milvado, no one except of you. But now, I need to judge you also in a positive way, lekav zchut, because I believe in you, because we are Am Yisrael, we believe in Hashem, that you're good, and that you're doing only good. So please, the Creator, please, Bar Olam, help me to see that you're all good, that really it's all good. If really it's all good, the fact that I failed other people, that I ruined so many things in my life, that now I don't know how to get out from my horrible situations that I stuck myself into. If, Boro Olam, the faith is real and the Torah is real, so it's all good. So let me see that. And this is the main Itbodedut. Looking, seeking after Hashem.
Hashem, let me see that you control on everything in my life, and that it's the best. En od milvado ve'akol letovah, nothing except of you, and it's all good. And let me see what's my job. What you want me to do in this lifetime. All right, I had 20, 30, 40 years of craziness, Luna Park. All right, great, I had them. Now, Boreolam, what do you want me now to do? This was my job. You have to understand that it really was your job. You had the job in those places. You had to play the game in those places. No one could replace you. No one. And still you have a lot of up and downs in the future that you have to go through. And no one's going to save you from that. If they're going to be a righteous man that's going to pull you out from that in one day, this righteous man is cursed, is arur, damned. I heard the Rav Shalom saying those words. A tzaddik, a righteous man, a real leader, it's a leader that helps the followers, the students, to choose by themselves. To build a real relationship with the Creator, with Borei Olam. If now he's taking the free choice, he's showing to you every time you ask for money, here's the money. Every time you ask for something, miracles, miracles, miracles. Even though that he can do that, he's not allowed to do that. Because you're going to lean on him, and in the moment that he won't be with you, you become to be a kofir on the spot. You don't have no desire for Hashem, you have desire for success. So he didn't fix you at all. He just gave you better food or something like that. Alright, it's not the purpose. The purpose is that every one of us gonna be like Moshe Rabbeinu said, I wish that all of Am Israel gonna be prophets. Everyone. Moshe, they are arguing, they're talking about you. They want your chair, they want your job, they want your I wish that they're gonna be able to sit in my seat. Sit, welcome. Try to hold on, do that. You have the ability, go for it. The Rabbanut mekaberet. You want to bury yourself like they buried me? Go for it, try. Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't have a problem with that. Adrabah, he wants all of Am Yisrael to succeed. That all of Am Yisrael gonna succeed. And you with them, Adrabah. If everyone gonna be millionaires, it's not gonna help you in your life. Why not? But they asked, I don't remember who told me that, five millionaires, five rich, very rich people. Who told me that? Someone told me that yesterday. They asked if five millionaire people in the United States, they asked them, what? No. They asked 5 millionaires, what do you rather? You rather that you're going to gain today $50,000 and your friend going to gain $1,500, or that your friend gonna gain $2.5 million and you $1.5 million. What you rather? All of the five said that they rather to gain $50,000 and that the friend's gonna gain $1,500 and that the friend won't be richer than them, more millionaire than them. No. He rather to receive today $50,000 and not $1.5 million. And that his friend won't be bigger than him. It's worth it. It's worth it. Cannot stand the success of your friend. Cannot stand to see your friend driving in a better car than you, having a better wife than yours, succeed, he's a Talmid Chacham and you're not. Cannot stand that. Cannot. No way. Have to be the first one. This is Haman. This is the nature of Haman, that he have to be the first. And everything that you're going to give him, it's not enough. Mordechai is not bowing, this is it. He'd rather to die. One lacking you have in your life. One lacking. All of the world was under his control. He had everything. 240 boys. Everything he had. Everything. He was in charge of everything. He was the most powerful person in the world. Never been exist a person that was so strong like Haman HaRasha. No one, in no generation, until today, no one had the power like Haman. But Mordechai is not bowing. This is it. And when he heard that he's a Jew, makes him sick. Cannot stand. Cannot wait now. He has to sleep another day. Cannot take his head out of the bed. Cannot. We're not allowed to have those natures inside of ourselves. Adrabah. I want him to succeed. I want him to be a Rav, to give shiurim, to succeed, to be a millionaire. succeed, build, I don't know, buy the hotels, buy everything, that it's all going to be yours. I wish. If all of my friends are going to be millionaires, they're not going to help me also. If they're all going to be geniuses, they're not going to help me. They will. So Adrabah, I'm going to succeed. From their masrot, I'm going to be a millionaire also. What do I care? Adrabah, let them succeed. If you have a will like that, that you're joining yourself to Am Yisrael, you're bonding yourself to Am Yisrael with love, this is the secret. In that, everything depends. All about tikkun. But for that, you need to be holy. You need to have kedusha. Because if not, if the bloods are running and making you crazy, you're occupied. You don't have the time. You cannot. For this is why we need to learn how to dedicate every day time for the itbodedut. And to talk in the itbodedut on that Olam. Help me to close my eyes. Guarding the eyes is the most spiritual, the biggest spiritual gift of them all. You're never going to see a righteous man walking like that, confused, that he's busy on something else except of Torah, mitzvot, ma'asim tovim, prayers. You're never going to see that. He's totally dedicated b'msirut nefesh to avodat Hashem, and this is it. He's inside the Gemara, he's inside the Mishnah, he's inside Pidyon Shvuim, he's inside something, davening, praying on Am Yisrael. Something he's doing now. You're never going to find him like that, dreaming, hoping, imaginations, watching, I don't know what. You're always going to see him into something. So we need to work on that, that our eyes, Einai tamid el Hashem, going to be always to Hashem. Like David HaMelech, Einai tamid el Hashem. My eyes are always to Hashem, always to Hashem. Once it's in the limud, once it's in the bodedut, once it's alter. When Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was walking with his students, and there was a group of beautiful women walking in front of them, he told them, "Al tifnu el ha'elilim, don't look at the on the idols." So it's idols. What it means that it's idols? When you give them power, it's written, "Al titen la'nashim cheilecha." Don't give the women the power. You're making them to be idols because you will believe that the satisfaction of yours is going to come from them. I have to get married. If not, I'm so sad. Your happiness depends on your wife. Prepare yourself to hell. Mamash. Prepare yourself to hell. It's going to be hell if your happiness depends on your wife. And she's awful with sadnesses. It's written on the woman, Ragla Yordot Mavet. Her legs going down to death. She's got the nature of sadness. You want her to lift you from your sadness? You're going to drown together for sure. No chance to go out from that trap. No chance. You have to be the happy one. You have to be the one that's going to pull her out of her sadness. No other way. No other chance. No way in the world. No way. No way. Forget it. On that, for sure, I can sign it for you. No chance. Even she's going to be the funniest woman in the world, the most, I don't know what, creative woman, and strong and doing things. It's your job to be even more than her. To make her funny. Adrabah, now you need to make a very clever woman funny. It's going to be a hard job for you. A rich woman, you need to bring more. You need to bring things to the house. It doesn't have to be money. If you're not going to give her the things that she depends on, that she is hoping for, what she needs you for? She doesn't need you. If she cannot lean on you, if she cannot count on you, if she's not receiving respect from you, she doesn't need you. A woman, she doesn't need you for I don't know what, for imaginations like yours. She doesn't need it. She's looking for a friend, someone strong, that's going to spend life with her, that's going to help her with her difficulties. She's thinking about herself in a lot of ways. She needs someone to help her. Let's do things together. Someone's going to give me the right advice. If you don't have the right advice, what are you going to do? To have one advice, you have to be holy for that. Two advice, it's when the person is not holy, he's got chalukata etza. He's divided to two. He doesn't know what to do. This is when you're not holy. when you're holy, when you're attached to the Creator, to Hashem, mamash, strong, you always know what to do. Always you have the right answer. Even if you never learned it, even if you never met that situation before, if you are totally into Avodat Hashem, you have only one goal, one purpose in life, to serve Hashem, you're always going to know what you need to do. Always, always, always. And if not, if you have few will, few things that you need to achieve, you want to achieve, so then the advice is divided, chalukah. And Rabbeinu is saying that chalukat ha'etzah, not to know what to do, it's the biggest suffering of them all. More than chas shalom lo aleinu to lose the kids, to lose boys, to lose the wife, to lose the money, to lose an organ from I don't know what, chas shalom. All kinds of suffering and pains are nothing compared to chalukat ha'etzah, not to know what to do with yourself. Because it's going to be in every turn. It's going to be in every situation. He doesn't know what to eat. He doesn't know on what to pray. He doesn't know what to learn. He doesn't know who to get married with. He doesn't know what to tell her today. He doesn't know what to say tomorrow. He doesn't know if he's right, if he wasn't. He's suffering 24/7. Suffering, 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 suffering. Because of what? That he wants and he wants and he wants. And he's not dedicated to one thing that caused to make Hashem happy. Means to satisfy Hashem. To attach myself to the purpose, to do tshuva, to dedicate my life to one thing, to serve Hashem. Rabbeinu is saying until that the person is coming to that level, that he doesn't care if he's going to have a world to come or not, he cannot serve Hashem. Cannot. If you're serving Hashem for a gain in the world to come, for a reward, you cannot serve Him. You cannot. Only when you're coming to the place that you really, you don't care. You don't care. Won't have a world to come. Great! So what? Like a Baal Shem Tov. When they told the Baal Shem Tov that he won't have a share in the world to come, he said, from now on, even more so, he was more happy. From now on, I'm going to serve Hashem, Leshem Shamayim. This is Leshem Shamayim. No reward. Nothing. What?
The Snagdim told him you're not going to have a world to come.
No, it was, no, from heaven. Maybe a different story. Maybe a different story. From heaven, he had an aliyat neshama, he went up to heaven, and when he came back, he was so happy. They asked him, why are you so happy? He said, he told me I don't have a share in the world to come. This is why you're happy? He said, yes, from now on I'm going to be able to serve Hashem l'shem shamayim. The yetzarah, what can it be a yetzarah for a person that serves Hashem? Only on things like that. What, you're going to tell him to sin? It's nonsense for him, it's imagination. He's never going to sin. Tell him not to learn Torah? It's not an option. He loves the Torah. Only to be a little bit arrogant. This is the only thing that you can take from a righteous man. Baal Shem Tov, on his deathbed, they heard him whispering. One of the students tilted his head to hear what he's whispering. And he said the verse, Al tevo'eni regel gava, that I won't be arrogant. Baal Shem Tov, few times that I won't be arrogant, that I won't be arrogant, that I won't be arrogant. This is what that he was whispering on his deathbed, the Baal Shem Tov. This is something that all of us, the Yetzer Hara is telling you, look, you're spending 2 hours watching television every day, and you're drinking beers every night, and in the morning you don't wake up to Shachrit, and in the afternoon you're talking Lashon Hara and walking to the mall, and you're looking at women all day long, and with those 20 minutes of Torah, you want to succeed in life. This is what the Yetzer Hara is saying to the person. The person have to say, Adraba, the opposite. A person like me, the worst one, you're right, the worst one in the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves me so much that even though that I'm sinning all day long, that at night I'm drinking beers, in the morning I'm not waking up to the Bet Knesset, and this and that, and with all of that, He's letting me to learn 20 minutes of Torah every day. To put tefillin at 4 p.m. every day, Baruch Hashem. It's amazing! What a gift! What a huge kindness of the Creator! What's going on here? It's humility. This is humility. And are you humble? Now you can serve Hashem. The arrogant person that imagined to himself, look at me, I'm achieving and I'm doing a few pages every day and I finished 2 masechtot and now another masechta. You are doing it, you're right, but Hashem is not with you. Because it's written, "En ani v'hu yecholim ladur b'makom echad." Me and him cannot live in one place. If you become to be a reality, so me and him, you become to be that him. You become to be something. So me and him cannot be in one place. You are doing it. You finished a lot of masechtot. But who's going to be there with you to celebrate all of it? The Creator is not there. Hashem is there only when you understand that He is the Creator. And if He is the Creator, you are nothing. Enod milvado. There is nothing except of Him. And this is something that we, the Baal Teshuvah, the people that sin so many times and still falling and falling and falling and falling and barely climbing back, barely, every day it's a war. Every day it's a war. Adrabah, for us, we are in the best position of them all. Because we can gain that humility very easily. Because you can see that you have so many lackings. Someone that is all day long in yeshiva and learning and he's from birth and his wife, she's Hasidic also, and everything is perfect and his father is a rabbi. And how are we going to observe, how are we going to find the time to watch inside to see that he's full with lackings, to be humble? He cannot. He's full with arrogance. Because he finished Shas 3 times and now he's in the 4th one and he learned all of Shulchan Aruch with all of them Farshim and this and that. And you cannot talk to him. He doesn't want to talk to you. He doesn't have no connection to you. It's a different league. Because he is alone over there without Hashem. He wants to be alone. Like we learned in the story on the Chacham V'Tam, from the Sipurei Ma'asiyot of Rabbeinu, that he said that the wise person, that he was a wise guy, wasn't wise at all. Well, as much as he became to be wiser and wiser with his wisdoms, in the end, his conclusion, Rabbeinu is writing that, he came to that level that everything was nothing. He count everything as nothing. Nothing was worthy anymore for him. It was only him, and this is it. He knows everyone are wrong, and this is it. And this is his biggest satisfaction, to see people failure, people fails, people falling, people crying, people suffering. This is his satisfaction. And even it's even worse if it's dressed in Rachmanut, that now he's a rabbi, he's going to help them. Come, I'm going to help you, I'm going to give you an advice. Come, my son, I'm going to bless you, I'm going to help you. He's not attached to Hashem. He's arrogant. He lives alone. He lives alone in an imaginary world that he's going to be punished on every moment of his life because of his arrogance. Because arrogance is the mother of all sins. It brings the person to sin, the Chet HaGa'ava. Have to work on that, everyone, from his place, to be happy with your failures, with your fallings, with your lackings. If you're going to observe, you're going to see that this is what the Hashem gave you, that you're going to succeed with that. With your lackings. With your lackings. Because you're a Baal Teshuva, because that you sin, because that you fail so many times. Now you know that it's wrong, for sure. Now you know that it's wrong. People that haven't failed so many times, for them, it's okay. What? Beer once in a while? It's great. What's the problem with a little bit of wine, vodka once in a while, gin and tonic, I don't know what, imaginations? It's okay. Why? Because they haven't failed so many times in their life. So they don't know for sure that alcohol is damaging you when you're not pure. So they know for sure that they're not allowed. But the other one, everything is cool, and he's drinking every day, and his wife also once a week, this is what that he knows. He doesn't know what happens every day when he's not at home. But they're drinking. You think that they're not called alcoholics? They are. And the sons, the kids, what are they going to be? When you see your father drinks G&B and I don't know what imaginations, whiskey, Jack, black, I don't know what, all of those craziness, what's the end going to be? That the son, he wants that also. So your son, don't worry. They're going to be better than you, for sure. Like Rav Shalom said, Korach wanted to be better than Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was the most humble person on the surface of the earth. Korach wanted to be better than him, so he had to dig a hole to himself to be under. Have to be better, more humble than Moshe Rabbeinu. Have to be buried in the ground. Everyone have his job to observe and to look. What Hashem, what are you doing with me? If you're going to observe and look and dedicate time to that observation, to check what Hashem is doing with you, you're going to realize that you're the richest person in the world. That you have amazing things happened with you, the worst one, the weak one, the tired one, the lazy one. With you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made miracles that you can never imagine.
Yeah,
he gave you things.
We're here.
Amazing. The best answer of them all. You're here. One of the friends told me that he's considering, thinking, Chas Shalom, to go back to the place that he came from, to United States. It's an option. I ask him one thing. What are you going to do with your kids? What are you going to tell your kids in 10 years, in 15 years? What are you going to do with them? Are you sure that you have the ability to watch over them? To help them? You have to take responsibility on your decisions. So you're going to go, great, now it looks amazing, wonderful. But the baby is 1 year old, and then 3, and then 5, and this is it, you lost it. You lost your child. You need to have so many mercy from heaven that your child is going to be Baal Tshuva like you. Think what happened with you to bring you to Eretz Israel. Everyone going to check himself. What? It was a crazy thing that brought me to Eretz Israel. Everyone, crazy story. One had to lose all of his money. One had to lose his wife. One had to, I don't know what. That people going to sell you stories that in Eretz Israel, Wonderland, you're going to be so rich over there, the promised land. Everyone, something huge brought you to Eretz Israel. Something huge. Huge coincidence, huge accidents, I don't know what. Huge things. So you're so sure that you're going to have the merit, that your son also going to have all of those coincidences to bring him also to Eretz Israel. You can never tell, you can never know. We're so lucky to be here that it's, for us really, it has to be like that, that it's not an option. It's not something that we're talking about. Not talking, it's not an option. If it's an option, it's a problem. This is the problem of a Baal Tshuva, that he's got a second option. So you need to clarify for yourself again and again in the Itbodedut that it's not an option. Just talk to about it with yourself. Every day, 10 minutes, remind to yourself where you came from. Where you came from. What were you doing? How you were spending your life? What were you seeing in the streets when you were waking up? To shul, yes, to shul. When you were walking to shul, what was going on in your mind when you were walking to shul in Shabbos morning abroad? Think about that every day for 5 minutes, like the Rav Shalom said, that every day he's reminding himself all of his tshuva process in the Itbodedut, that he's never going to forget where he came from. That he's never going to forget and imagine to himself that, no, I'm religious, I'm frum, I'm a tzaddik, I'm a righteous man, I'm learning Torah, I'm a Talmid Chacham. You're not a Talmid Chacham, you're not a righteous man. It's 100% of a miracle that you're here. 100%. If you're going to know that, you're going to put all of your powers to hold on and not to move. Not to a business trip and not to nothing else. One of our friends was here, two maybe, were here. They had a business trip, something, an offering. Never seen them. Not answering to the phones, nothing, disappeared. Because a person needs to decide what you want in life, and you cannot do it in one moment. Because you can decide today, like we said, your advice is divided. So today you're going to decide that you're serving Hashem, but tomorrow you hear someone going to promise you $30,000 every week or month, or I don't know what, how they're going to bring you. And this is it. So now you have a better advice. From your ma'asrot, you're going to help the yeshiva. Forget it. All of the people that went to bring money, none of them gave ma'asrot after. It's all imaginations. It's imaginations. You want to give your ma'asot to the yeshiva? Give your ma'asot to yeshiva today. It's 100 shekels? Give 100 shekels. This is what did you have. No, you want to give 100,000? It's imagination. This is a reason. It's an excuse. So this is why we have to have a daily conversation with the Creator, with Hashem, every day. Bolam, what am I doing here? Help me here. Let me remember. Let me clarify that to myself, that I won't have no doubts on that. It's going to be totally sure. Eretz Israel, this is the land for all Jews. What should I do here in Eretz Israel? Maybe I should do something here that I'm going to feel part of it. If you're going to bring another friend to the English program, if you're going to bring another family member to Eretz Israel, you're saving souls. You're saving people. So your family are in the United States, so great. So this is the right time to start davening on them 10 minutes every day that they're going to come to Eretz Israel. What they have over there? Tell me what's the secret. Money? They don't have money anymore. It's imaginations. They're running all day long for money. Okay, so they're going to run all day long here also for money. So what? It doesn't cost the same. Over there, it's more expensive. So you're going to run the same hours and you're going to hold on. I talked to one friend in Uman. He told me that in the United States he's working. I told him, what are you doing? He said, he told me that he's got Parnasa and that he's afraid to come to Eretz Israel, because maybe he won't have Parnasa. I asked him, what are you doing for a living, for Parnasa? He told me, I'm cleaning stairs, I'm cleaning houses. A lot of houses in Eretz Israel. Come help us, you can clean the yeshiva. We're going to give you the job to clean the yeshiva. It's just imaginations. And to clarify that, you need to have a daily conversation with Hashem, that Hashem is going to show you the truth. Let me see the truth. Let me see the truth. Thank you very much.